Leftists, Democrats skitty with unbridled joy as Trump indictment looms. By Michael Foster on March 18, 2023. The impending arrest of former President Donald Trump has sparked reactions from the former president's detractors on social media. After Trump announced via Truth Social Saturday morning he would be arrested on Tuesday pursuant to an investigation by the Manhattan District Attorney's Office, several Trump critics responded derisively on social media. Actor George Takei wrote a sarcastic message on Twitter. "Who among us haven't participated in a scheme to pay hush money to a porn star on the eve of a national election and then hide those payments illegally? If they can come for Trump, they can come for you." Social media influencer and rabid Trump critic Brian Krasenstein wrote on Twitter that Trump will be booked and fingerprinted as any alleged criminal is. Left-leaning journalist Aaron Ruper noted the discordance between Trump's impending arrest and planned campaign activities. "In the last couple hours we learned that Trump reportedly plans to surrender to authorities if indicted, and he also plans to hold a rally next weekend in Waco. Normal presidential campaign stuff," he wrote in a tweet. Anti-Trump Republican former Representative Adam Kinzinger, EEL, wrote in response to Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene, RGA. "You break the law, you go to jail. Womp womp Marge." Representative Eric Swalwell, DCA, alleged that Trump had publicly announced both the upcoming arrest and the August raid of Mar-a-Lago to promote acts of violence in his name. Similarly, former Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi, DCA, described Trump's post as reckless and claimed the former president's messaging was geared toward keeping himself in the news and to foment unrest among his supporters. After House Speaker Kevin McCarthy, RCA, described the coming arrest as an outrageous abuse of power and politically motivated Amy McGrath, the Democratic nominee in Kentucky's 2020 Senate election. Amy McGrath, the Democratic nominee in the 2020 Senate election, responded, called the speaker weak and spineless. Representative Adriano Espaillat, DNY, also mocked the speaker's message, suggesting McCarthy was cowering to Trump and MTG.